Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. Look over there. Yes, Rob Center is there. He is with us. Nancy Pelosi is with us.
Sure, but he's not with us. And, of course, my microphone's not on again.
I didn't know you were going to blurt something out. I wasn't quite ready.
Blurting is what I'm paid to do.
I know, and quite handsomely, I might add.
Chief.
Speaking of handsome.
Yes. I didn't do that this month. Oh, my gosh. Gee, Mark, you're strikingly handsome
today.
It's
the 12th of the month. You're behind. All right. Thank you. That'll take
care
of it.
The only thing I've seen looking better than you is Dixie. Rob's dog.
Oh. Ouch. Well, Dixie is a real cutie. That is a high bar. We will say that much about her. All right. So that is that. Thank you. 12th day of March 2019. Mark Lawrence
here. You know what happens in 3 days?
Ides of March?
Yes.
Okay.
Julius Caesar had his comeuppance that day.
All right.
Who do you think's going to get it this year?
Maybe you won't be here,
well,
so.
I'll be here.
No, you're not going to be here on Friday.
It's Friday the 15th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is bad luck if your name is Caesar.
Right. Well, I'm going to hide out in the forum.
Everybody does. All right. So, yeah, 12th day. It is the 294th day of 2019. We have 71 more days to go in the year.
71? Where's your math?
Maybe that's backwards. 71 more days, or 71 days done. Why would on this calendar, they're strange enough to give you that, why would they put the number of days remaining on top and the number of days passed on the bottom? It should be the other way around. You have 71 days behind you, and you got 294 more good days ahead of you.
Well, I think it's perfect the way it is.
Do you? Yeah, right. Because you're
you
contrary.
You look up and you know how many days you have, and then you look down, you see how many days you had.
Right. You're just trying to be contrary.
That's also what I get paid for, being a contrarian.
I say yes.
You say no.
All right. Well, no, that's not.
That's because you're two-faced. You say yes and no at the same
time. I'm a hypocritical Democrat.
No, you're a fine young man. That's the new
almost 60. Did you know that? I'm almost 60.
Hard to believe.
It is. I feel so immature.
I'm almost 50.
Well, 70 is the new 50.
I'm almost 50 twice.
Yeah, 70 is the new 50, they say. So.
Well, I'm now officially closer to 100 than I am to 50.
All right. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's the ongoing. That wraps up our frivolity, believe it or don't.
Circling the drain portion of the program.
Somebody is calling in to ask us to shut up, so we'll move on. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is, in fact, sponsored by the hometown pharmacy. Like the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Nori Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. They would love to super serve you. What does that mean? Well, they have knowledgeable pharmacists that have a real keen sense of how one drug interacts with another. Maybe if you ask them, say, oh, I'm going to up my Prilosec, well, that's going to hurt your iron pill. Or if you're taking the iron pill, make sure you don't take it with some citrus. Or if you do enjoy 1, 2, 3, or 4 oranges in the morning, make sure you don't take it when you're taking your fish oil and things like that. It's all very important. They would love to know what over-the-counter medications.
You actually know what you're talking about. Are you making
no,
all
this
that
is
up?
All those things I just said are actually true that I've learned over the years.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the iron conflicts with citrus, and I learned that from the Lewisburg Pharmacy. And the Prilosec, you don't want to take it. Well, anyway, you get the idea. idea. Certain pills shouldn't be taken at the same time as others. Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop can't impart the same level of expertise with you. Nori Pharmacy in Duke Street is where Steve's in large and in charge, and he says, hey, we're open. Don't let those Duke Street signs bug you. You can pull right up to the front of the pharmacy and get out of the vehicle, and they'll take good care of you there. Trutz Pharmacy, same thing. Tyler's in charge there, and just a super guy to get to know. A smart business person, too. And the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, where Terry's a good family member of the Trutz crew, and he's running the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. So it's a great place to visit. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Nori Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. Super places to visit. And they sponsor our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, which is 100% wide open, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us throughout the show, as no one has done yet, at onthemarket@wkok.com, or text us at 70236.
Yes.
We talked about the nuclear power industry yesterday. Bobby D. is still thinking about that. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Of course, as you know, generation of power requires heat. I mean, creates heat. And whether it be a coal plant or, a nuclear plant, of course, I worked back in the year 2000 and 2001 for one of the outages, and I was part of the cleanup crew.
Wait. You worked for an outage? What's an outage?
Oh, okay. Okay, there's two reactors. Okay, two towers.
Where?
Okay,
in Harrisburg.
At that time, PP&L had owned the plant. Ran the plant, and my brother-in-law was one of the security guards up there, so he talked me into a temporary job. And in the January, like once a year. Now, I don't know what they do now, but back then, from January or February or whatever, they would take like a month or 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever to shut down one of the reactors and basically do some operational maintenance and clean the pipes, I mean, clean everything.
Well, what's this got to do with whether or not we should fund it, though? That
okay.
was the topic.
Well, the thing is this, though, okay, during that time, they had to hire extra people and pay them 24 hours a day around the clock. See, I was part of that cleanup crew and mm-hmm. that. So for that month or whatever, that month or month and a half or,
sure.
you know, whatever, that they basically had to, and according to the union contract and everything else, you might say I made $12,000.
Yep.
Just during those 2 months.
Again, what does that have to do with whether or not we should fund
work?
I'm sorry, but you've lost me. What does that have to do with whether or not we should bail out the nuclear power industry, which was our topic?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons that they got in the hole because of the operational expense for those outages, paying maybe like five times as much as I'm going to say the other energy producing products.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, a lot of extra expenses. Yeah, nuclear power is expensive, no doubt there. Well, that's why they're not competitive in the world where natural gas is the predominant source of fuel. So right, but yeah, you're average rate payer in Pennsylvania, would you like to shell out an extra $2 a month so that the highly overpaid individuals at Three Mile Island and Exelon's other plants can keep on working?
No.
All right. Well, that takes care of that. Thank you so much, Bobby. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you for calling in. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Yeah, we talked about the nuclear power industry. The news conference was held yesterday. I think the Democrat who talked about it might have even done better if he didn't present it as a big union saver. Now, certainly, you know, like the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are very big at the Berwick plant. I just know that incidentally. I think if you tout the nuclear power bailout as a union issue, you're missing the boat, because the nuclear power industry raises up. I mean, look at what it does to the Berwick region. You know, billions of dollars in revenue pumped in there over the years, and family-sustaining wages across the board. The temps, like Bobby was a temp, That's a big source of income around here for individuals.
So what side are you coming down on now?
I'm not sure I have a side yet. I don't really love bailouts. You know, I think industries should pretty much stand on their own. But in this particular case, for a relatively small amount of money, $2 a month for the average ratepayer, you get a big benefit in terms of helping to stave off the closure of a nuclear power plant. Now, I think 10 years from now, if natural gas is still king and nuclear power is still struggling, then I think you would reexamine it. But
well, let's face it, there's a finite amount of natural gas. Even though it's abundant at the moment, at some point in the future, it's not going to be there.
What?
Yeah.
Joe, fossil fuels are going to run out?
Well,
I can't believe I hear you say
that's
that.
That's only common sense. I've never said they wouldn't run out. Obviously, they'll run out. We need to focus on other things. I think we do need to have some renewable energy, you know, like wind and solar. But, you know, until that can hold up everything, we've got to be practical and realistic. And therefore, I think we need to support nuclear energy. France has done it safely. They've proven it can be done safely. They've developed standard powered plants. They're all the same. So that, you know, if you know how to run one, you know how to run them all. And they've developed a high level of safety and a high degree of efficiency.
Have you been reading the Green New Deal? Because that's precisely what it calls for, an emphasis on nuclear, because it doesn't contribute to climate change. It's non-fossil fuel oriented.
Well, it does contribute to climate change if we can't figure out how to safely get rid of the residue left over after we've burned the fuel.
That's a small issue.
Well, it's not a small issue.
Science will take care of us.
It hasn't so far.
Well, not
we
yet.
We still don't have an answer to
it's
that.
It's still early in the day.
Okay. Well, let's bring back coal. We understood coal.
But it's big pollution. Mercury and the environment. We know mercury is not good for kids. Some folks say it's
significant. I was being facetious.
Oh.
But I think I think we do have to have all forms of energy generated in this country, even coal, until we find some common thread that eventually will lead us to the final answer of totally renewable and sustainable energy.
I think we should go down to...
Which
go
can
back
only be
to,
harnessing the sun.
We should go back to cutting down trees near your home, any tree near your home, and using that for firewood. That would be a good way, too.
But that smoke doesn't pollute the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Very bad. Sulfur dioxide is big from
so you don't,
wood smoke.
So you're not a believer in fireplaces either, eh?
I like fireplaces.
Okay, but aren't they harmful to the environment?
Decorative fireplaces.
Okay.
How about natural gas fireplaces? No, I'm not taking a stand on the nuclear power industry yet. I don't know. I understand really both sides of the issue. It's a big dilemma. I don't envy the legislature having to prattle through this because you're going to cost a lot of people a lot of money. I'm not quite sure why electric ratepayers should be bearing the sole burden when really it's, well, of course, that is everybody in Pennsylvania. I mean, nobody's doesn't
you
use
know,
electricity.
I don't know too many people who are off
who
the grid when it comes to electricity.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're all over. Taxpayers, you know, the whole state of Pennsylvania benefits from the nuclear power industry and all the wages and taxes and so on that go there. I'd be interested to see how much the nuclear power industry pays in terms of its fair share of taxes. You know, we know a lot of companies don't have to pay their fair share because of the many loopholes that have been added to our energy laws. All right, well, we'll take a quick break, but we thank Bobby for getting us started on the nuclear power industry.
Yes,
we have
we
other
must
things.
Speak about Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy
today.
Pelosi very smartly said yesterday impeachment's not her only intention. Now, we are going to investigate the president beyond recognition, but impeachment's not necessarily the goal. Tucker Carlson is in significant hot water now because of his sharp tongue and referring to.
From 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh,
this wasn't last
that
week.
That doesn't bother you that he's a bigot? And a racist?
He's not a bigot now. He
oh, I see. Okay,
doing
got
that
it.
On
okay.
His show.
No, that's fine. If he's not now, then I guess that's different. Sarah Sanders was in hot water yesterday. Who was asking the tough questions?
Well, the same thing again. They're trying to make turn this whole debate about whether or not anti-Semitism should be condemned by the Democrats specifically and as a named problem. And they're trying to turn that around and going back and asking Sarah Sanders, well, the president never specifically condemned the white nationalists at Charlottesville, which he did do. He's condemned bigotry. He's condemned violence and all those things constantly. But, you know, they just don't want to admit that the Democrats here can't condemn anti-Semitism for what it is. Sarah Sanders made the point, and I think correctly so, that when Jim King, or when not Jim King, Congressman King, came back with white power type remarks. They stripped him of his committee posts, and they ostracized him. The Republicans did, but the Democrats will not do that to their own anti-Semitic problem.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. The president proposed a budget yesterday. Maybe you have some thoughts on that. Billions and billions and billions and billions in cuts for domestic programs, but lots of money for additional defense, so that much is good. I mean, if you are interested in Homeland Security, although the Department of Homeland Security itself would have to endure some cuts, the Department of Defense would get more money. So we can talk about that. What's on your mind? Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. Is it time for Tucker Carlson to go? Since he has a very low regard for individuals who live in Iraq, Nancy Pelosi wisely said, I'm not going after impeachment yet. So let's talk about it. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
Up your new car game in March with a new Kia for just $99 a month from Sunbury Motors Kia. I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia. You heard right. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LX for just $99 a month for only 24 months. Drive away in a 2019 Kia Soul for only $149 a month. With deals like this, you'll have to hurry in to get in under the buzzer. Sunbury Motors Kia also has up to $10,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Kia Cadenza and $8,000 off a 2019 Sorento LX V6 with convenience package. Everyone's a winner with Kia because all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Up your new car game in March with Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Leases are for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year. $3,500 total due at signing or approval entry. No security deposit required. Tax and tags extra. Discounts include all applicable rebates. Offers expire 3/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
That's Rob Center next door playing the guitar. He does a super job, so we appreciate that. Thank you, Rob. Wonderful music. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking energy, Pelosi, Tucker.
Well, we started on those
Sarah
topics.
And Trump's budget deficit, which is still $1 trillion. I know he said he would balance the budget within a couple of years, but that's 4 years.
How do you feel about Nancy Pelosi saying the president impeaching him was just not worth it? He's not worth it.
Well, I agree. She's absolutely right under these circumstances because...
Well, I think he's worth impeaching.
Well, I think it will be...
And I don't mean he should be impeached. I'm just saying I think he has done a lot to anger the Democrats, and I can see why they want to impeach him or why the...
Well, he's being investigated. So we'll see how that works out. We'll see what the Mueller report does. We'll see what some of these investigations, which committee is it? They're subpoenaed 80 people and
that
their
would
various records.
Mr. Nadler's committee, Judiciary Committee of the House.
So, I mean, we'll find out if he needs to be impeached shortly after that.
Well, did you see the rumors that are going around now?
Over.
Supposedly, this was, I think, a British publication came out and said that the Attorney General has met with Mueller and supposedly he wants to indict Jared Kushner, the Trump daughter, and the other Trump sons, Donald Jr., indict them and would like to indict the president. Supposedly, he got tacit approval to indict the children and Jared Kushner, but not to indict the president. Now, this is just speculation. You know, it's the old expression, those who know don't talk, those who talk don't know.
I gotcha.
But I think that's probably what we've got here, although this British publication stands by its story, but admits that everything they got was third hand. So, you know, here we have all this speculation about what's happening. Supposedly, though, the one thing that they did say is that the Mueller report is completed. And so it becomes a matter of when and how or if
it's
released.
Yeah, any day now, they're saying.
Well, if it's released. I mean, it's up to the Attorney General what to release. And, of course, there will be lawsuits if the entire report isn't released. But if it's released and none of this stuff is true and the president, no collusion was found, that's not going to satisfy the Democrats. They're going to redouble their efforts, the AOCs and the people in Congress who are the big three of the new members.
So you think no matter what the crime, the president should have a free ride if the Mueller report doesn't indict him?
Quite frankly, I think if a sitting president commits a crime, he should be indicted. Although there is some question about in the Constitution about whether or not that can be done.
Right. So that'll have to be argued. We'll let the U.S. Supreme Court, which is getting more conservatively stacked by the day. So hang on there, Ruth.
Well, if you looked at it, you know, the obstruction of justice, isn't that what Bill Clinton did in the Monica Lewinsky investigation? He was impeached, but he wasn't convicted.
Same thing could happen to this president. You're theorizing it might be appropriate under those circumstances.
It could be. He might be impeached. I doubt he would be convicted. I think Nancy Pelosi hit it on the head that in the absence of something that would gather bipartisan support across the aisle in the Senate.
To use Richard Nixon
so
as the
bad,
example.
Right, something so bad, so egregious that no one can look away from it. That other than that, this is just political posturing.
Well, and I think what difference does it make if you indict the or if you impeach the president? He'll still be in office unless he's convicted, which we don't really see that kind of evidence at the moment anyway. But, you know, it does divide the country. He's still in office. He's only got 2 years left. If the Democrats are ever going to be able to find a president that they can beat, it's going to be Donald Trump. So they just have to...
Well, they thought that the first time,
right,
too,
same thing
they?
We said on day one. We'll just have to wait it out.
Nobody's going to elect this clown as president of the United States.
Well, with Russia's help, I think it was a little bit difficult to
undo that. Well, that's yet
that.
To be proven, my
Well,
friend.
It doesn't have to be proven. There's mountains and mountains of evidence.
Well, where is this mountain?
The mountain?
It's a mountain, all right, but it's not evidence. It's a steaming pile of something else.
Okay. Whatever. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if it were
what
real evidence, it would have been out by now.
It's out.
Where?
We know that Russia colluded. They used social media and their meetings and their conversations
right,
with...
That I will concede to you, but we don't know that the president was involved in any of it.
He started the whole process by saying, if you'll help me get elected and use your many resources in the U.S., I'll build a building
show me that proof.
In Russia.
Show me that proof.
Well, it's going to come out. Yeah, I just know it's going to come out.
Yeah, do you have any other conspiracy theories? Can you tell me what happened to Amelia Earhart once and for all?
Well, she just went down in the ocean. Sad ending. What else?
Well, there's probably more to it than that. But conspiracy theorists believe she was spying for the United States.
Oh, come on now.
On the Japanese prior to World War II. That's why I was asking about conspiracy theories, because you obviously condone them and believe in them. I'm surprised you're not watching Alex Jones.
Who's that? 1-800-799. That would take speedy dialers to call through. 1-800-795-9565. What do you think, folks? Do you think Nancy Pelosi's in the right? She says we're not going to impeach. There's no point to it. She said she's setting a high bar for impeachment of President Donald Trump, saying he's just not worth it, even as some on her left flank clamor to start proceedings. Pelosi said in an interview with the Washington Post magazine that I'm not for impeachment of Trump unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan. I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country. So, you know, while everybody's calling for impeachment in her party, or other people are, not everybody, I suppose, but she's saying that. So, and I would tend to agree. I'm not sure what you would accomplish by it. You know, all you would prove is who's a real Democrat and who's a real Republican in Washington, and that's about it. So wait till these investigations are over, see what happens. Maybe by then he won't be president if he's still president, and you think he committed a crime while in office.
I'm sorry. I think what the Democrats are trying to do, I don't think they care whether they unearth anything. If they do, that would be a bonus for
them.
They
just want to investigate
so that it looks like that some people come to the belief, well, there's so much smoke, there must be a fire there.
Well, if true, that's sad.
And so that rolling into the next election, Donald Trump looks like damaged goods.
Well, they should make them pay out of pocket. Make them pay for it if they think these investigations are so critical. If they result in a conviction, you get your money back.
And I think that should apply to Republicans, too.
Oh, well, yes.
It shouldn't just be Democrats. I think any of these investigations should be funded by the congressmen out of their own salaries. If they come up with hard evidence leading to a charge or a crime, then we give them their money back.
Right. Or, no, a conviction. I mean, that's how you get rewards. Like, if you tip police about something, there's a reward. Individuals are paid a reward upon the conviction of an individual who you turn in or what have you, or, you know, provide evidence.
I like that idea. You know, once in a while, you get a good one.
Well, I'm bound to fall over something. It's the law of random statements.
I am impressed by the wisdom of your logic.
March 12th, 2019, one of Lawrence's worthless random statements actually made sense. 1-800-795-9565. Earlier today, we talked about nuclear power, and I'm sort of on the fence as to whether we should bail out the nuclear power industry or not. I see there's many advantages to it, and of course, why would you prop up an industry that's dying? And as Joe points out, we still don't know what to do with the nuclear waste. He sees it as a bigger issue than I do, but nonetheless, it certainly is remaining an undetermined piece of undigested meat in your gut. Bobby.
Well, there's an analogy I'll carry with me all day long.
Bobby, that's the point. Bobby, you're on the mark.
Yes.
Thanks for calling back.
That I'm going to say alternate sources of energy. Of course, bring coal back, but also water. The Conowingo Dam along the Susquehanna is a source of electric power. So maybe here around Sunbury and Shmokin Dam, we can make the Fabra Dam part of electric power.
Well, environmentally, that's a really bad idea because there are, I mean, I'm not picking on your idea. I'm just saying environmentally, hydroelectric dams have a huge footprint on the environment that, you know, you have to pay tons of money to try to overcome that or just ignore it, like the Fabra Dam at Sunbury, serve as a blockage for fish and leave it that way. But yeah, there's a big environmental footprint. And Conowingo and Holtwood and the other two dams down there, Joe? Come on.
Yes.
You don't know the names
right,
of the dams?
I know those, Holtwood and Conowingo. I forget the other ones. But what's the point?
Well, anyway, they're just barely hanging on to their licensing each year because they have such a huge environmental footprint. You know, the false flooding, the sediment that's gathering in the pool, and then it's all released at the same time during times of high water. There's lots of dilemmas with hydroelectric, so that's not a really good answer.
I thought that was clean energy.
It is in some ways, yes, but there's environmental cost, and
so
they still
again,
haven't solved the fish.
Cost-benefit ratio, does the cost equal the benefit?
You like solar, eh?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I think we need everything. It all.
This is WDK, okay, Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is with us. He's a super guy. Papa, as he's known around the dinner table, he's a Broadcast Hall of Fame member for the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters. He's the CSVT Task Force Chair. So if you're happy that the CSVT is progressing, you can thank him. If you're unhappy about the CSVT, you can thank him. He was in charge of the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. Now he's in charge of global earthquake response.
I've gone back to tsunamis.
Oh, you're tsunami. Oh, you switched. Okay.
Hoping to get landslides, but that went to somebody else.
All right. That's a good Fleetwood Mac cue. Executive Board of the State Mayors Association, Pennsylvania Bar Association. Now, there are some judge candidates coming up, but you're not going to be reviewing them?
No, don't know yet. Haven't received an assignment, but that will come in time.
Oh, okay. Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee. So when you see Superior Court and Supreme Court nominees in the primary or in the fall, then you know that... Joe had a small role in making sure they get vetted. But he just rubber stamps everything. He probably lists everybody as not highly unrecommended. So he hates everything. You do not. Okay. Do you even get to do a recommendation, or do you just report your findings?
We report our findings back to the full committee. I'm on the investigation division.
I got you. Okay, so you're in charge of the probing. All right, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury.
I'm going to investigate you one of these days, and I'm sure I'll find some dirt.
I would prefer that not occur. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy. Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and we're glad to say Stan is awakened, and now we have a text available to him and to everybody else who is a Text Connect member. Text us at 70236 if you are so desirous of that. And we're talking about Nancy Pelosi and the impeachment that she does not wish to pursue in and of itself. Now, after investigations are complete, the Mueller report plus the different House investigations, then maybe impeachment if it were a bipartisan kind of thing, but not just a partisan impeachment like President Clinton was. Just the opposite.
Oh, partisan, my foot.
Oh, you thought that was... Yeah, right. Yeah, there are no Democrats and...
yeah, it was partisan.
Right. Nobody crossed the line for that.
No.
Party lines, anyway. All right, in the news, a ramp onto Route 147 in the Milton area is still closed after a tractor-trailer overturned early this morning. Central Susquehanna Regional 911, which is the combined Snyder and Union 911, tells us the accident in Northumberland County occurred just after 4:40 a.m. on the on-ramp between Broadway and Route 147 South. 911 Center says the ramp is still closed until the scene is fully cleared. A hazmat crew and other emergency responders are there. A gasoline tanker flipped over, but no gasoline spilled. Diesel fuel spilled from the saddle tanks, according to individuals monitoring that scene. A minor injury was reported as well. Evangelical Community Hospital's annual gala raised big money to support its ongoing Prime expansion project. The March 9th event raised over $114,000 and had a sand and sea theme. The gala was held at the Elaine Langone Center at Bucknell University and saw 322 attendees. In addition to the Prime project, funds will support the current community care programs, including the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health, Hospice of Evangelical, and other charity care. If you are a little bit groggy this time of year, you'll know why it is more dangerous for individuals along roadways this time of year.
After losing an hour of sleep Saturday night, there's an increased risk of drowsy driving, according to AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesperson Kathleen Zinzer.
AAA warns that drivers who miss just 1 or 2 hours of the recommended 7 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period nearly double their risk of a crash.
PennDOT crash data shows there were nearly 2,600 crashes and 10 fatal crashes due to drowsy driving in 2017. Meantime, with the sun coming up later, early morning pedestrians are urged to take steps so they can be seen by motorists, including wearing bright colored and reflective clothing.
Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And finally, Joe, you don't like the doc in a box that helps patients tremendously in hospitals, even if it's delivering bad news. You're not going to want to go to these baseball games starting next month. The Independent Atlantic League will start using computers to handle balls and strikes. It's one of a series of changes being tried out in the league. Under the trial run, plate umpires will wear earpieces and will hold and will be told what the computer ump has to say about the accuracy of a pitch. Umpires have the ability to override the computer. The TrackMan system won't replace umpires entirely. For example, it doesn't evaluate check swings.
So what will happen if the umpire does override the computer? Who will know? Everybody?
Then we'll have a big argument.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I don't know. I don't. There's nothing here that says.
They probably
that,
won't tell you if he
right,
overrides it.
Right. You know, the computer ump will say strike.
Suppose they get mixed up, and he calls a pitch a strike, and the computer, instead of telling him what it thinks, says, "You're going to die tomorrow."
Oh, he thinks he's at a hospital.
Right.
Oh, brother.
They all get mixed up.
Oh, Joseph.
Well, I still don't like the idea of computers taking over those kinds of functions.
I'm going to transfer
Nothing
you
is going to replace human judgment.
Right, and, yeah, because we know our judgment is so good.
We go to baseball games, we yell, kill the umpire. We're going to yell, kill the computer.
Short circuit the ump. Take his chip out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one. That's a new cry.
Give him a computer virus.
Take away his chip.
And chip him. Time to chip.
Change his coding. That could be the next big yell. Well, in any event.
Turn off his antivirus program for a short time. He'll be sick in a week.
Now, the next thing you know, somebody will say, well, the Russians are hacking into it, and President Trump's responsible.
Well, I believe that could happen. He's given them a green light for quite a bit.
Oh, come on.
Let's see. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is setting a high bar for impeachment of President Donald Trump, saying it's just not worth it, even if some of her left flank clamor to start the proceedings. So I did read that paragraph before. And it's a departure from her previous comments that Democrats are waiting on Special Counsel Robert Mueller to lay out findings from his Russia investigation before considering impeachment. That thinking among Democrats has shifted slightly, in part because of the possibility that Mueller's report will not be decisive and because the investigation is more narrowly focused. Instead, House Democrats are pursuing their own broad, high-profile investigations that will keep the focus on Trump's business dealings and relationships with Russia, exhorting congressional oversight without having broach the I word.
You want a history lesson?
Yes, please.
What happened to Bill Clinton? Clinton after he was impeached but not convicted. His popularity rose.
Oh, okay.
He finished his term with fairly high approval ratings. I don't think they want that to happen to Trump.
Why? Because he would be viewed sort of as a victim? Or
yes.
He's a convict, so let's...
Well, he wasn't convicted. He was impeached but not convicted. So this was a partisan attempt. And, you know, they'd be yelling, the Republicans, as the Democrats did, would be yelling, this is a partisan hatchet job.
Right.
And it might rebound against the Democrats, which I think is why Nancy Pelosi is shrewdly saying, I don't think we should go down that road unless we have overwhelming evidence. And really, she's absolutely correct. I hate to agree with Nancy Pelosi, but I don't think we should ever impeach a president lightly.
One of our listeners says shrewdly and shrilly.
What?
Shrilly. She's
shrilly?
Say that she sounds shrilly.
Who does?
S-H-I-R-I-L-L-Y.
Who does?
One of our good listeners texted us a message. Say, you use the word shrewdly. Let's move on. It's,
oh,
the text has lost its impact.
I used an incorrect word?
No. Move on.
All right. Well, you've lost me.
We have a text.
Margaret says, as far as comparing Clinton and Trump for being impeached, I think there's a huge, huge difference between messing around with a willing intern and being a treasonous, lying, foolish person. Margaret, where are you coming from? Didn't Bill Clinton lie? And wasn't he foolish to have a relationship with
him? Yeah, he wasn't impeached for the dalliance.
I'm sorry, but that's lying and foolish was certainly described what Bill Clinton
did. Well, what did he do with...
I did not have sex with that woman. Is that called a lie?
Okay. But did he have sex with her?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know they enjoyed some...
You're in a box.
Intimate. They enjoyed some intimate contact, but I don't...
Oh, that's polite.
Okay, but I don't know that they did other things.
Well, they did.
Okay, well, so he lied about that to the U.S. Senate.
You remember
Senate.
The blue dress?
Right, but okay. that can happen anyway. You don't have to... let's move on.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, I think we're in
a rough
place here. But, you know, messing around with a willing intern. Margaret, you don't see the abuse of power there? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
There was an adult in the room,
see,
and it
that
wasn't
just
her.
Makes him a bad man to use your power to seduce a
but
young woman.
But it's an impeachable offense. I don't think it was.
No. Lying to the U.S. Senate, that's what he got in trouble for.
Well, you know, everybody, someone said at the time, everybody lies about sex. And there's some truth to that. You know, on the national scale of things, if someone had said to Bill Clinton, did you pass along secrets to our enemies? And he said no, and it turns out he did. That's a lie that's impeachable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here, it really is a serious offense. If you put your right hand up to God and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you don't, there should be consequences to that.
Okay.
Whether or not they should be impeachment for a president is another question.
All right, we have another email that relates to Nancy Pelosi.
And you just took it off the screen.
Oh, I got rid of it.
Yes,
oh, I
did.
Thought that's what we had just read.
No, we read the other one. That's the one we read.
Stan, send that back. I accidentally deleted that and not the email. I deleted the text instead of the email.
So you didn't want Stan to make his point.
Well, he's very much not in favor of Nancy Pelosi and is very much in favor of the president no matter what. So I'm sure
but
he said something about her self-serving nature.
I do agree with her, you know, and maybe there is nothing to get, you know, but let's say hypothetically there was.
Like
but
an actual felony
well,
along the way.
There was something that you could file on charges of impeachment. You could write articles of impeachment up and you could present them to the House. The question is whether or not the House would adopt them, vote to impeach, and then whether or not the Senate would vote to convict. And what I think all she's saying is that unless we get some real smoking gun, it's just not worth it.
1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the non-impeachment of President Trump at this time. What's your view on this? Is Nancy in the right in this case? Shrewdly, as Joe would say, coming forward and saying, let's let all of these things fall together. And then if we get an overwhelming bipartisan interest in impeachment, we'll do that. But we'll have to wait. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We're looking for folks who wish to call us and tell us about Nancy Pelosi's wisdom or lack thereof, saying impeachment's off the table. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And Stan, text us back that message. I accidentally deleted it.
Hometown pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the hometown pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We have a text from Stan. Thanks for sending it back.
And you didn't erase it this
Not
time.
Not yet, but I'm
Stan says there's
eager.
Only one reason Pelosi has taken impeachment off the table. She has nothing on Trump, because if she did, the impeachment would have already been done.
Well, they just got the House in January. It takes a while to ramp up an impeachment. That might be another factor. But I think she's wisely taken it off the table.
Well, she hasn't taken it off the table. She said unless there's some overwhelming evidence, she won't go down that route.
Well, maybe there's going to be.
That's just common sense. Which surprises me coming from her, but I can't disagree with it.
Dale, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi and impeachment. What's your view?
I think Nancy's a good steward.
A good what?
Steward. A good steward. I'm glad that they put her in there, because just think of someone else running up. It would be a mess. But my subject is Robert Kraft. And you know how the media has a bias, so it was quick to release his name, but they said he wasn't the biggest name in that bus. Well, apparently, we got senators, congressmen, federal judges, and media personalities involved in that. But it seems like there's two standards of laws. One law is for the rich, and one law is for the poor. And whoever's facilitating this is going to cover this up. Just like Robert Menendez in New Jersey, he's over there raping little boys and little girls. He got away with it.
Wait. So, you just said, who's raping little boys and little girls?
Robert Menendez, senator from New Jersey, he got reelected.
He's raping people?
Too.
You mean physically?
Well, I'm not saying he's raping, but he's paying, just like high levels. They have the power to cover things up, and they have the power to shut the media down. So I just tell the only reason why Robert Kraft got leaked his name in that is because there's a media bias, and they're wishing they never did that, because it's opened up a can of worms now, because there's federal judges and congressmen and senators involved in that. And you're going to never hear of it, because there's a two standard laws. There's laws for the rich and there's laws for the poor. And time after time after time, you hear these big busts and all like that. And they say there's bigger names involved, but you never hear those bigger names.
Well, you did this time. Robert Kraft is a big name.
Controls the media's mouth.
You did this time. You did this time. Robert Kraft is a big name.
Well, plus, it's part of a big human trafficking
thing. There's
bigger
names involved, okay? But you're never going to hear those bigger names, because they can have the power to shut the media up, because they don't want to destroy the rockets they've been got going right now.
So Robert Kraft doesn't have that power, but other bigger names do.
Well, we know there's bias in the media, so someone got a grift of Robert Kraft, and they quit to leak that out. But what the problem was, that opened up the can of worms. And there are other bigger names. There are federal judges, congressmen, and senators involved in this situation.
All going to this massage parlor?
Yes, and this is, come on, Joe. I mean, there's been time after, probably like five of them in the last 20 years. So.
Come on, Joe.
All right. Of them going to the massage parlor?
Thank you, Dale. Thanks for the observation. Yeah, Robert Kraft. Well, it calls attention to prostitution as a huge industry based on human trafficking, not just, incidental prostitution that I think, maybe some individual people may do.
You've argued in the past it ought to be legal.
Well, that's another argument for another day. But this is a broad ring of human trafficking that they're uncovering related to this. So that's a big crime.
One call standing by, another coming in. And, Paul, you're on the mark.
Joe, you forgot one thing in the Clinton case. The word sex was never defined.
Neither was the word is.
No definition.
Well, he didn't define is either, did he?
Well, I guess it's the one that has the highest ranking.
Well, I think sex is a broad term that certainly would cover the alleged actions, or the actions that were he finally admitted to are covered by that word.
Well, in Webster, sex is defined as gender, male or female.
That's one definition, but you know there's another one there, too.
No, I'm not going to give you the denial argument.
Okay.
All right, we got you, Paul. Thank you. Yeah, good questions. One of our listeners sends us a text, says no need for impeachment. The Dems have been digging dirt on Trump for 3 years. If there was something, the articles of impeachment would have already been written on the first day of Congress. Bill, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in on the impeachment topic and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, it's with the whole Mueller thing, it's coming down to the wire where they know they ain't got nothing on the Russians, and the Hillary thing is about ready to blow up, and the whole Democratic Party's going to get a big black eye now. As far as saying they're not going after Trump, she'll never give up. They're just going to come back in different avenues, and anybody that he appoints continues to appoint from here on in. Everybody gets background checks. They're going after everybody that ever said hi to the guy and running background checks and intimidate them like they're intimidating all these other Republicans to jump over on this wall to play both sides because they're getting dirt on everybody. And this is their tactics, you know. And they want the open wall to get more votes. That's all they want is votes to stay in office. And they're going to get their votes, and they don't care what they damage the American economy, public, whatever, or safe. They just want the votes, and they're going to get them any way they can. And bottom line, Trump goes against the grain of the whole process of what they have done, built up.
Interesting point.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We see no emails, no texts, and no calls right at the moment on this topic. Nancy Pelosi dropping the conceptual idea of going ahead with impeachment proceedings initially, rather instead wait till some of the investigations within the House and the Robert Mueller investigation are done, and then they'll consider impeachment. But even then, it's not sort of on the table. It would have to be a compelling and bipartisan call for impeachment, as it was, let's say, for Richard Nixon, if you remember that. All right, we got two calls coming in. I am just about due for a quickie break, so let's go ahead and do that while Rob does his good professional work, gets those calls ready to go. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
Attention Central PA truck buyers! SMC is where you want to be in March for the largest truck sale in their history. Choose from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to 15 grand. Sunbury Motors has new Ford F-150 4x4 crew cabs priced as low as $39,619. During Sunbury Motors' 71st annual new Ford truck sale, every new F-150 will come with a complimentary accessory package. This $800 accessory package includes a tonneau cover, wheel well liners, and all-weather floor mats. The much anticipated all-new 2019 Ford Ranger is available in both Super Cab and Crew Cab and is now in stock at SMC.
And it doesn't end there.
Take $6,000 off new Ford Escapes, $7,000 off Echo Sports, and up to a whopping $8,000 off Ford Explorers. With four city blocks of new Fords
and over a century of automotive experience,
SMC is where you want to be in March during this historic 71st annual new truck sale. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hey, babe, have you...
Dave on the Hill says, I don't feel impeachment for something he may have done before being elected is legal. The House is going after all the people he may have done business with years ago looking for some illegal action, but that has nothing to do with his actions as president. All the people convicted so far have been done for process crimes like lying to Congress or their own illegal crimes like Manafort cheating on taxes and such. Excellent point, Dave.
Thank you for that. Cindy, you're on the mark.
You know, it seems to me that this is an issue of prosecutorial discretion, right? We talk about, certainly that was news to me, but we've learned on this show repeatedly that prosecutors choose or don't choose to prosecute people, and that somehow our government has abdicated that power to them, whether we agree with their choices or not. Well, the House is the prosecutor, in this kind of situation. They are the ones who decide whether or not that, you know, by their vote, whether or not a crime has been committed. And so obviously Pelosi, as the head of that group, has made the decision that she doesn't believe that it's a good use of resources to do it. This is just the same kind of thing that goes on in every community, apparently, all the time here in our country.
Well, how does this take place in our country elsewhere?
The prosecutors in every community make the choice about whether or not to try people. They do that all the time.
Okay, and right. County DAs do that, so to speak.
Right. They at every level, they make choices about whether or not it's worth the economics to try the person, whether or not it's they can prove the case, quote unquote. I mean, right now I've been astounded when I hear on television reports, well, while this may be the law, I will not enforce it. And I think it recently there's been a spate of these about marijuana. Well, it may be the law that you can't smoke or possess marijuana, I'm not going to prosecute anybody. I think that the district attorney in Philadelphia, for example, just came out with this. They're not going to do that. So I see this as a very similar behavior. Same kinds of choices being made. Although, and maybe even for political reasons, I do believe sometimes that these choices about whether or not to prosecute people are political. For example, there was a time when there was a great deal of scrutiny about women fighting back against their abusers and that they might physically attack them and in some cases kill them. And there was some discussion and argument about whether or not these women should be tried for murder, because in the case where you could irrefutably show that the man or partner had abused the daylights out of this person, finally they had it and cracked and fought back. You know, is it appropriate then? Aren't they just defending themselves? Should we have tried them for murder? And some prosecutors chose to do so and some did not. I see this is the very same thing. This is Pelosi's letting her contingent know that the mark for being successful at this is very high, and apparently, and I applaud her for this, and I don't applaud her for much, she refuses to waste precious resources, you know, chasing after ghosts. Unless you have a very strong case and a very serious crime, she's not going to waste Congress's time.
Well,
on the other hand, as someone who doesn't think that they're acting in the public's real best interest 90% of the time, at least if they were doing that, we'd know what they're doing. You know, it's like the mother who doesn't, you know, suddenly realizes how quiet it is in the house and wonders what her toddler has been doing all this time.
Look.
I've fallen prey to that and discovered that he was writing his name on the wall, you know, kind of problem. But I think this really exposes how so much of what is happening in Congress for the last 20 years or more isn't actions taken in the best interest of the American people, but is really just theater.
Well, yeah, look at the whole, I mean, basically everything that happens in Washington except this, you know, is all just
it's just theater.
Ridiculous.
They just go down there and, you know, for prime example is when everyone was in an uproar, myself included, when Vice President Cheney had those secret meetings with energy people. And they decided not to release the information about those meetings. Well, when the next president came in, nothing stopped him from releasing that information. But he didn't. So for all the hoo-ha and all the carrying on about it, suddenly it wasn't so important when they actually had the power to expose that information.
Gotcha.
And I think so much of this is just misdirection, like in magic. It's just carrying on, screaming and yelling. And the real harm is this. It's the boy who cried wolf. At some point, there's going to be a real problem, and most of us aren't going to pay it any attention because they've taught us that they're just a bunch of buffoons down there making
right.
a lot of noise.
Well, and
there's your word again, Mark, buffoon.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and I think, well, their brains have been sucked out by the vortex is what happens. So it really calls attention to what you called about last week and said that it's a shame to lose Fred Keller. He's really wired into Harrisburg and reads the bills and scrutinizes things. You know, you can agree or disagree with his conclusions, but the process that he goes through to make his decisions is admirable, and it's a shame to lose that in Harrisburg, and then you send it to Harrisburg. It will be a drop in the bucket, you know, or Washington. Yeah, it'll get lost. It'll get diluted, those kind of efforts.
More important than that is, just consider, Fred Keller came home after every budget, and what did he do? He went on the air holding himself accountable to the people who put him in office, and he was willing to answer questions. Just how often do you actually see that? No other legislature in our region took advantage of a free opportunity to hold themselves accountable to their constituents. None of them. And I, nowhere I've ever lived have I observed someone who was so forthright in what they did, who was willing to answer the questions, put himself on the line time and time again. And I believe it will be a loss to this region in many ways.
Gotcha.
But,
well, just so you know,
he has the right to try to, you know, move on in his career if he thinks it is. Certainly, if he's elected, he'll double, if not triple, his income. I can understand that that could motivate people to do that. So. Well, anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
Just
thank
so you
Cindy.
Know, we have offered many times all of our local House representatives and senators an open mic here anytime they wish to use it. We encourage more of them to do so.
All right, and very few say yes. Linda Schlegel-Culver doesn't say yes anymore. Remember, Tom Marino used to stop by on his way to Washington. He stopped doing that after, you know, we began to hold him accountable for some of the votes that he had taken, or inaction that was more like it, in Washington, D.C. Let's see, who
Senator
else?
Senator Gordner's and y'all can come on the program.
Right, and Senator Gordner just likes to respond to particular issues, but when we send him a note and say, this issue popped up, what's your view on that, he generally responds. Senator Yaw does like the idea of, you know, open and transparency, and he tells you, you know, he doesn't like the nuclear bailout. He's not convinced that marijuana should be legal. He sort of tells it like it is, even though his political party, his leaders, you know, Jake Corman says, don't talk about this, legalizing marijuana. Every time you mention it, you give it a little bit more momentum.
Well, and we've had Kurt Mosser on the program, and
yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I guess I don't invite Kurt as much, and that's my bad. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dan, you're remarkably patient today, and for that, we thank you. Go ahead. You're on the mark.
Hey, Bat, and thank you for the time on the radio. And, you know, this has been propaganda going on ever since Trump got elected. And Congressman Pelosi realizes, a Congress lady, whatever, realizes that there's nothing they can impeach Trump on, but she knew it was good to keep it alive as long as possible as propaganda against Trump. And I think that's why she kept it going so long. Now, their hope is if they can keep this negative narrative going against Trump, they're hoping to win the next election, but they have very little chance of winning because they're so divided. Who are they going to run? Are they going to run a full-out socialist, or as they call it, a Democrat socialist, or are they going to run a more traditional Democrat? They're so divided. Trump's going to win.
Well, I don't think they're divided. They're going through the primary process. This is the process. Look at the Republicans. You know, 3 years ago, there were a dozen of them or so.
But, you know, all background to the Republicans, Mark, there's been a movement, and it happened during the Obama administration, or maybe before, I can't remember, the Tea Party movement was moving forward, that we knew what direction to the Republican Party had to go in. And I said for years and years, and I know probably Joe disagrees with me here, but I said the Republican Party has been going more center, more towards the Democratic Party for many years, ever since 64, they've been going that way. And when Trump got in, it upset the whole apple cart, you know, because he don't have a lobbyist behind him. He's his own man, and that's why he's hated so much. That's why there was a propaganda machine against Trump. And I have to give credit to some of your listeners. They realized that Trump was outside the establishment and he wasn't wanted by Republicans, Democrats, or others. And yet, Trump's the most successful president in my lifetime with legislation and getting things done. And just think, guys, if Trump had anyone on his side, if he had the Republicans on his side, if he had someone, what he could have got done.
Anybody.
If he had anybody on his side, he could get, the wall would be going up, the wall would be up.
You're on his side, Dan.
I am, but I'm one of the few. And out here in red country, yeah, there are a lot of people on his side, but, you know, we're almost nobodies. And people think we're a bunch of hayseeds, even for being on his side.
Well, that's why the Democrats call this flyover country.
That's exactly what they call it. And it basically, they still think it is, but the only thing that'll get their attention maybe is after the next presidential election, when Trump wins bigger than he did before, I think they're going to start to realize, hey, them red state, well, we're not exactly a red state, but I hope we are.
Well, we voted that way.
That they're going to count, that rural America counts, the gun-toting, Bible-toting people are going to count out here. And this next election will be the most, one of the most interesting in my lifetime, voting for president. The other one was very interesting, too. It changed the face of America to All make right. America better again, to bring it back to the values that were being left off for
All right,
many
we got
years.
You. Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Whose slogan
and
was that?
Thank you guys for having a great program.
Oh, you're quite
and
welcome.
And again, I give a lot of your callers, a lot of them know what's going on in America, and I give them full credit.
Well,
they're
guarantee,
not blindsided by the liberal media.
I guarantee you won't give that credit to our next caller. Chris, you're on the mark now.
Boy, on and on and on and on, both of them.
Well, you get 5 minutes now, too.
I do. Is there 5 minutes left?
Actually, there are 13, but if you take it all, we'll have
all
to cut
right.
you off.
Well, I'll talk for 13 then.
Well, I have to do
I'm
a
glad
live.
I'd to know that out in Putin country, they believe the same election prediction that Dan gave for 2018, red wave. I remember that. But anyway, Joe, so you're the one of those Republicans that is actually against the impeachment of Clinton and didn't use the morality argument.
I think
and also that you didn't support all the investigations of Hillary just to discredit her.
I said before in this program, had you been listening, that I think this is payback for what the Republicans did in the past. And I think it's just going to keep on going and going
but
and going.
It's not payback because there's so much to actually investigate in Trump because he's so crooked
from the
beginning.
There was plenty of stuff to investigate about the Clintons, too, and they were pretty crooked.
Well, yeah, and they also went back for that whole investigation started by a Rosewater Law Firm case of, like, what was it, 15, 10 years before or something like that? And now they don't want to go investigate. You were against investigating that, too, I suppose.
No, I'm in favor of investigations if there's some actual smoking gun there.
Well,
but I don't see that.
Where isn't there smoke in the Trump administration.
Well, all right, there's smoke there, but it's not a smoking gun.
Look at those 81 things, and I'll give you an assignment. Come back and tell me which one has no smoke that shouldn't be investigated.
All 81.
I think you'll find they all, what?
All 81.
There's no...
Look, tell me one that doesn't have smoke.
All right, but what's the bottom, what's the end game here, Chris? What does it prove? Are they going to be impeachable offenses?
Find out the truth. Now, first of all, one caller said that the Democrats have been investing all these for 3 years now. They haven't had subpoena power. Now they have subpoena power.
And you don't think they're abusing it?
They haven't abused anything yet.
They've issued 80 subpoenas to people that Trump worked with before he was elected president. They're practically everything but his barber. And I suspect he'll get a subpoena before too long, wanting
but
to know whether it's Trump's hair color.
He doesn't have a barber.
Have a lot to do. First of all, if you don't think they should invest anything that in his business that looks shady.
If you remember the other day, I said I think if the Democrats were smart and they found one area where they feel they have the best chance, the thing that is most egregious in their mind, and they focused on that, I'd be okay with it. But
okay,
when you start, let me finish. Put him on hold
is?
A minute. Let me finish. If they just go on a fishing expedition, and I think that's what they're doing with all these subpoenas, they're wasting my money and time, their time and my money as a taxpayer in the United States. But if they find something they believe is a serious crime, an offense that should be investigated, one thing, pursue it. In this case, I think they should wait for Bob Mueller's investigation to complete, and then if they find something there that leads them down another path, one path, then do it.
Absolutely not, Joe. They should. There's no reason to wait for Mueller. That just pushes it off. Mueller isn't even investigating some of the things they're interested in. Don't you think the... giving the kids security clearances and then lying about it is of interest?
Do you know he lied about it?
Yes, I know he lied about it.
How do you know that?
Because they...
Because of what? You saw it on CNN?
He did.
The reports and the lack of denials about it. They haven't denied it.
He has denied it. He said he didn't interfere. That's a denial.
He denied it before the report. He hasn't denied it since the report. Doesn't that tell you something?
It tells me he believes his denial was enough.
Yeah, right.
But the bottom line here, Chris, is that nothing the man does...
Just close your eyes, Joe, and you won't see anything. You do that already.
Nothing the man
see.
Does will ever please you. You will believe for eternity that everything he's done is illegal and crooked and collusion.
No, I believe what evidence there is. We have evidence that certainly people in the campaign were talking to Russians, which they all lied about. We know Trump was talking to Russians, which he lied about, and that they were on substantial issues.
All right, another minute.
And
Go ahead.
There was all sorts of things. Oh, but by the way, this sex thing in Florida, that goes back to Trump too.
Oh, Robert Kraft. Oh, there's a tie to President Trump.
I've got to hear this. How is Trump responsible for Robert Kraft?
I didn't say he was responsible, but it borders on the corruption and the type of people that surround Trump and the lack of security he has and how he does things at his golf courses when he goes down to visit. This Chinese woman, or Chinese American, I think she is, woman, who owns the parlors, was at Trump's Super Bowl party, was taking pictures with all the Republicans and Trump, and was selling on her website access to Trump.
All right, we got to go. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565 on the mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummelsville. Find out tons more about them, as I always do, at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do what I've done. Go to the quick lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and while your truck's being worked on, and then you go out and check out all the Ford, Hyundais, Kias, and Lincolns. You can check out the new Ford Ranger, or they got a new F-250 out there in the corner of the lot that's just stunningly
absolutely gorgeous. That has got Mark Lawrence written all over it, and it's an opportunity for you.
Yes, the police want to talk to you about that, too.
Oh, yes. I should have at least paid for it. Right. All right. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogens for tires. They'll pump you up. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find out everything you need to know about the Sunbury Motor Company. Build your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln at sunburymotors.com.
We have a call coming in. And one online.
All right. 1-800-795-9565.
March with a new Kia for just $99 a month from Sunbury Motors Kia. I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia. You heard right. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LX for just $99 a month for only 24 months. Drive away in a 2019 Kia Soul for only $149 a month. With deals like this, you'll have to hurry in to get in under the buzzer. Sunbury Motors Kia also has up to $10,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Kia Cadenza and $8,000 off a 2019 Sorento LX V6 with convenience package. Everyone's a winner with Kia because all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Up your new car game in March with Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Leases are for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,500 total due at signing or approval and trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tags extra. Discounts include all applicable rebates. Offers expire 3/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Everybody gets a minute on the radio. Cindy, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to call and say I agree with Joe. I think that this is all of this investigation is payback and quite predictable, frankly. You know, the one group has invested millions of dollars and a great deal of energy in chasing after the habits or behaviors or errors of one candidate, and now the other group feels licensed to do the same. That's what I think.
All right, we got you. Thank you very much.
We are in agreement.
Appreciate that. Al, you are on the mark.
Hi, how you doing today? Anyways, I'm calling.
Well, wait a second. Don't you want us to answer that question? We're doing fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm okay.
When Hillary Clinton was all pardoned for everything she did so she could stay in the election, and there will probably be no peace of mind until, you know, that mess is straightened out, which is probably going to come someday. Justice is so slow.
She wasn't pardoned for anything, Al.
Well, she wasn't really pardoned, but they said they weren't going to charge her. So the pardon's
not quite the same thing.
There,
okay.
But the attorney general said, "Well, we don't find," and he was stepping out of place there. So that was all wrong, done wrong. And you know, the Clintons are some of the biggest scandal people in the U.S. I mean, from the beginning. And they came in that way, and they're part of the establishment. And Trump's never going to be part of the Washington crowd. And I was to a meeting the other night, and the pro-life really love him. He's done so much for the pro-life. It's unbelievable. And I think that alone, if we watch the next two movies that are coming out, will get him.
The next two movies that are coming out?
Yeah. There's one, The Choice or something like that.
Okay.
And the other one, Godzell.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, okay.
Those two movies. And that was at the meeting last night. I'm just reporting what they said at the meeting. They thinking Trump is all that because of what he's done for the pro-life movement.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling in. Emails, Joe.
All right. One of our emailers says, put aside everything our president has done up to this point and wipe the record clean. Start from today and judge him on what he does and how he acts from today on. The dozens of unhinged tweets, the daily lies or misrepresentations, the lack of actual work hours, his constant degrading manner to anyone who doesn't agree with his view of America, and ask yourself if he is fit to hold this esteemed office.
Well, fitness isn't the issue, though. That's not illegalities at issue here, but you're right.
knew not what they were voting the for when they voted. I don't think there's ever been a clearer choice between two candidates, and the American people chose President Trump.
Right. Most people voted for Hillary Clinton, and for that we're grateful. Thank you so much, Jill.
See you tomorrow.
All right. And thank you, Rob, for being a fabulous producer. Thank you, all our fabulous callers and emailers and texter. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.